的恩典不是当然如此，乃是你的儿子耶稣基督里面所赏给我们的。
May we not take this blessing for granted, but rather we claim this from your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
靠着他在十字架上为我们牺牲流出宝血，今天我们可以来到主的施恩座。
Yes, he died for us upon the cross and his blood, precious blood was shed, and so that today we can come before the throne.
靠着血我们能够坦然无惧地来到父神的面前。
And because of that blood, we're able to come before the Father, Holy Father without fear.
我们要一起敬拜你，我们要感谢你，我们要一起赞美你的名。
We shall worship you and praise you and give praises to your name.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
For the Lord, the name of our God should be is worthy to be praised.
从日出之地到日落之处，凡有血气的都当来感谢赞美我们的神。
From the place where the sun rises to the place where the sun sets, all those with a breath shall give praise to his name.
我们也纪念你的话说，不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
And we also remember your words saying, not relying upon the worldly powers or abilities.
乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
By relying upon the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and things will be able to accomplish.
我们感谢你，你把圣灵按照你的应许赐下来给我们这些得救的神的儿女。
Well, thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit according to your promise.
主，我们就求主帮助我们今天能够敬拜你，在灵里，在真理的这个基础上。
And so today we pray that you will help us to worship you in our spirit and also in the spirit truth.
我们全世界的人都因着这个疫情，我们通通被关在家里已经八个月了。
And due to this global pandemic, all of us have been in our house for 8 months already.
主啊，我们这是在你面前需要迫切的祷告。
And so, Lord, we need to pray before you in earnest.
因为你要跟我们有很重要的话要启示给所有的人。
Because you have very important words you want to reveal to all of us.
让我们每一个人都能够有一个受教的耳朵，听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
And may we all have this teachable ear so that we can hear the word that you want to speak to your church.
凡有一只耳朵的都应当听。
May those with an ear can hear.
主啊，求你帮助我们今天整个的聚会。
We pray that you will help us for an entire gathering here today.
求圣灵开通我们每一个人的耳朵。
May the Holy Spirit open every one of our ears.
让我们做一个爱你的奴隶，能够听见主人的声音。
May we become a love slave so that we can hear the sound of our masters.
我们不再做那一个听你的话，左耳进去，右耳出来的人。
May we no longer be someone when upon hearing your words come into one of our ears and then immediately goes out the other.
消失的无影无踪。
And just disappear into the wind.
主，求你救我们脱离一个虚妄的一个光景里头。
And please help us, save us from this pathetic state in which we're in.
主啊，让我们进入你的话，进入你的灵，让我们摸到基督。
Rather, may we enter into your words, enter into your spirit, so that we may touch Christ.
让我们真的认识你是谁。
So that we can truly know who you are.
我们把今天早上这段宝贵的时间交托仰望在全能者的手中。
And we also lift this precious time this morning into the Almighty God.
求你祝福，求你做工，荣耀归于你。
May you bless this gathering, may you do work, and may glory, all glory be unto you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Please hear our prayer, we pray this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，早上好，平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, and peace be with you.
好快，今天已经来到八月底了。
And in a blink of eye, we're now to the end of August already.
2月2号我开始释放第一篇信息，就是瘟疫。
And so on, back in February 2nd, I started to talk about this new series of message related to the plague.
因为1月开始我们就看到这个瘟疫的情形开始从中国武汉就开始向整个的世界一步一步的扩展。
Because back in January, we started to see this pandemic starting to spread from Wuhan, China, to starting to spread to the rest of the world.
今天来到八月底，我们还没有看到任何改善的情形。
And so now we're at the end of August, and there's no end in sight.
美国死亡的人数已经突破180,000了。
And so in the U.S., the death has breached 180,000 already.
所以我从了二月开始讲到瘟疫，后来讲到蝗虫，再讲到洪水。
And so starting in February, I started talking about the plague, and then the next topic was the locusts, and then the flood.
然后第四个组合拳就是饥荒。
And then the fourth combo punch is famine.
今天我们来到第五个。
And today we come to the fifth.
我希望也是最后一个。
I hope also that's the last one.
今天我的题目呢是认识神警告的组合拳，战争与刀剑。
So the topic for today is called Recognizing the Warning Signals from God, War and Sword.
对，因为在主的话语里头，不管在旧约里面或者新约里面，我过去讲过的这些信息，每一个都是一个标记，来提醒我们，神要我们听见他的话。
And so in all the topics I share with you, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, all these things I share are signals from God who want us to listen to Him.
那我们中文翻译的时候是叫做战争，或者有的时候翻译成征战啊。那英文就是一个字 war.
And so in the Chinese translation, they may use a war or battle, but in the English version, it's just use one word, which is war.
那这个字有的时候就跟另外一件事情刀剑轮番的提到用这个两个字。
And sometimes the word war has been used interchangeably with another word, which is sword.
那我们如果到圣经里面去查考，你就会发现这两个字有的时候是在好的意义上来用它，有的时候是坏的意义来用它。
And so if you look back into the Bible, we'll notice that these two words, sometimes they are being used in a positive way, and sometimes they're being used in a negative way.
好的意义，我们能够想到保罗在他的提摩太后书，就是他最后的遗言里面，他对他儿子说，这个美好的仗我已经打过了。
And so, and when it was used in a positive light, it reminds us of what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy. He said, "I have fought the wonderful fight."
所以保罗的一生里面充满了各式各样的征战。
And so, in Paul's life, it was filled with different kinds of battles.
他也鼓励所有的基督徒，我们活在这个世界，我们的一生也会有许许多多不同的征战。
And he also encouraged all the other Christians that living in this world, we will also face many, many different battles.
我们要做基督的精兵。
And that we are to become soldiers of Christ.
啊，这是好的意义的征战。
So that's the positive way when war is mentioned.
那这是我下个月九月的时候再去讲的题目。
So this will be my topic for next month.
今天我要讲的是偏重在坏的意义上来讲的。
So today my focus is on more the negative aspect, the way when these words were used in a negative way.
也就是当以色列人 背弃神，没有听从神的话，去侍奉偶像，离弃耶和华。
In other words, this is time when the Israelites, they rebelled against the Lord. They did not listen to him and start to worship idols.
那神开始用瘟疫警告他们，用蝗虫警告他们，用洪水警告他们。
And so God started to warn them with pestilence and then locusts and then the flood.
那最后就是战争与刀剑。
And famine, and then lastly is war and sword.
那他们就被神管教到，甚至亡国被掳，到敌人的手下做奴隶了。
And then it got to a point where they were disciplined to a point where the whole entire kingdom was broken and destroyed, and then they were scattered all over the place, and they were enslaved into the enemy's hands.
那所以今天呢，我就要再回到旧约里面与新约里面来看神在这两件事情上，征战与刀剑，要我们学什么样的功课
？And so today I'd like to go into the Old and the New Testament to study what lessons God wants us to learn from war and sword.
那我会先看耶利米书，然后看以西结书，因为这两本书提到这两个字最多。
And so we'll first go into Jeremiah and then also look at book of Ezekiel, because in these two books, these two words, war and sword, were mentioned the most.
好，我们先看的是 war 这个字，然后看完我们再来看 sword 这个字。
So let's take a look at the word war first, and afterwards we'll study the word sword.
好，请我们打开耶利米书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4.
对，我们看耶利米书第四章有这样的一句话，19节到22节。
And so it's mentioned in verse 19 to 22, it said,
好，这是耶利米的呼喊，他说，我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑啊，我心疼痛，我心在我里面烦躁不安，我不能静默不言，因为我已经听见脚声和打仗的喊声。
So this was Jeremiah crying out. He said, my soul, I am in anguish. Oh, my heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent, because you have heard, oh, my soul, the sound of trumpet, the alarm of war.
毁坏的信息联络不断不绝，因为全地荒废，我的帐篷忽然毁坏，我的幔子顷刻破裂。
Disaster on disaster is proclaimed, for the whole land is devastated. Suddenly my tent are devastated, my curtains in an instant.
我看见大旗，听见脚声，要到几时呢？耶和华说，我的百姓愚顽，不认识我，他们是愚昧无知的儿女，有智慧行恶，没有知识行善。
How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish, they know me not. They are stupid children and have no understanding. They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know.
我们上一次提到耶利米书这本书的背景。
So last time we shared about the background of the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米这个先知被神使用的时候是在这个犹大南国最后的五个皇帝。
So when the prophet Jeremiah was used by God, it was during the last five kings of the southern kingdom of Judea.
这五个皇帝里面只有约西亚这第一任的皇帝是算好的，到了晚年也不行了。那然后后面的四个是完全都是恶王。
So of those five kings, Joshua, King Josiah was so called the good one, whereas the other four are not great.
那么总共40年的 时光。
So he ruled, the total time left, span was 40 years.
神希望他的百姓能够悔改，能够看到他们的亲戚北国以色列因为拜偶像被神管教，他们甚至最后亡国，北朝亡的最早。那神盼望因为他们的这个被以色列国亡了，在被外邦人以撒这个亚述国灭绝。
And so it was hope of the Lord that by seeing their neighbor, the northern kingdom, destroyed, that the southern kingdom would wake up and turn around.
但是先知来提醒他们，他们居然跟着学习这些坏的榜样，没有向神悔改。
And even when the prophet was risen up to remind them and warn them, they did not heed to his warnings, and rather they worship idols.
所以刚刚我们念的这个第四章，你就可以看到这位神的仆人耶利米就在那里呼喊，他说：“我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑啊，我心痛啊。”
And so that's why in chapter 4, we see this prophet, he was just crying out. He said, my soul, I am in anguish.
他为什么会心疼呢？他为什么烦躁不安呢？因为他看见有灾祸临到了。
And why does his heart hurt? And why was he restless? It's because he saw that there's this great trouble coming, this war coming.
因为他是先知，他知道后来会发生什么事。
Because he was a prophet, so he knew what was to come.
所以他在里面就呼喊，哎呀，太可怕了，这个毁坏的信息，一件没完，一件一波未完，一波又起啊。
And he was so frightened because news of disasters come again and again, wave after wave.
那他给出这个时代的一个特点是什么呢？就在22节，神自己说的，我的百姓啊，非常的愚昧。
So what was the characteristic of that era? This is fully encapsulated, summarized up in verse 22. He says, my people are foolish.
为什么神会称这个最聪明的以色列人是愚昧呢？
So why would God call the people considered to be the smartest foolish?
不是因为他们 IQ 低，不是这个原因。
It's not because they have low IQs.
他们有非常高的智商。
They have very high IQ, in fact.
但是这么高的智商，神说你们只有这个智慧行恶，却没有知识行善。也就是说，你们所有的智慧都去用在做坏事情上面。
But God said, they are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know. In other words, God saying that they're using all their earthly intelligence to do evil.
这是人的在神面前一个很可怕的光景。
So this is a very sad state for people before God.
神把智慧聪明赐给我们每一个人。
So God give us this wisdom to every one of us.
本来的盼望是借着这个神赐给我们的聪明智慧，我们可以来认识神，来追求认识他，这是神给我们聪明智慧的原因。
So the reason why God gave us this wisdom is so that we can go, come to know Him. That's the reason.
但是很可惜，人把这个神给我们的聪明智慧，不是用在认识神上面，是用在满足自己的知识。知识善恶术，把我们的心全部弄黑弄瞎了。
But sadly, unfortunately, man used all his wisdom to try to gain earthly knowledge from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So this tree has polluted our hearts.
这是古时候以色列人的问题，这也是今天我们在这个时代中人的同样的问题。日光之下没有新事。
This was a problem facing the Israelites back in the day, and this is the very same problem that faces us today. There's nothing new under the sun.
那神怎么样称呼这些聪明的犹太人为愚昧人呢？
So why would God call these what's considered very smart Israelites as foolish?
在一个点上神称他们为愚昧，就是不认识我。
And so God calls them foolish on one matter, and that matter is knowing God himself.
对。我们最重要需在我们一生中最需要追求的那一件事就是认识神，可是我们没有人有兴趣。
The most important thing in our life is to know God, but none of us was interested in that.
我们甚至很狂妄地说没有神。
And so to a point, some people even say, there is no God.
所以圣经里面诗篇才有一句话说，愚顽人心中说没有神。
And so that's why in the Bible, there's a phrase where it says to the foolish, they say to themselves, there is no God.
这是人心里面故意讲的话。
So this is something that man purposely say to themselves.
因为我们认为有神很麻烦，我们要听他的，还不如没有神，我们听我们自己的不是很快乐吗？
Because we feel like it's very troublesome to acknowledge the existence of God. Because if that's the case, then we need to listen to him. Isn't it better, much better, easier to listen to ourselves?
那这个是先知在这个时候他心里面的痛苦，他在那里呼喊，我们应该要认识神。
So this was the pain that the prophet was feeling at the time. He was crying out loud. It was God's hope that we can hear him and to change our ways and to go back to him.
好，这是我们在第四章我们看到的这个先知的心里面的感觉。
And so this is what we can see the prophet was feeling inside his heart from chapter 4.
这也是我们第一次看到有这个打仗。这个 war 这个字，我们刚刚念的第十九节，你看到的这个字。
And in verse 19, also it's the very first time we see the mentioning of the word war.
Yeah, 因为他看见马上就有可怕的战争要发生了。
Because he saw that the very horrible war is about to start.
对，那么然后我们第二处要读的圣经是在同样的这本书耶利米书的二十一章。
And so next, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 21.
我们要从第三节念到第九节。
And we'll read from verse 3 to 9.
那这一段话呢，是在那第五个王，也就是最后一个王叫西底家，在那个时段神叫他的仆人说的话。
And so this is at the time of the very last king Zedekiah. This is what God said to him.
这是南国以色列人的最后一个王，在他以后，这个国家就灭亡了。
So this was the very last king of the southern kingdom, and after him, the kingdom was destroyed.
我们来看第三节开始。
Let's take a look at from verse 3.
耶利米对他们说：“你们当对西底家这样说：耶和华以色列的神如此说：我要使你们手中的兵器。”就是你们在城外与巴比伦王和围困你们的加勒底人打仗的兵器翻转过来，又要使这些都聚集在这城中。
Then Jeremiah said to them, You shall say to Zedekiah as follows, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I am about to turn back the weapons of war which are in your hands, with which you are warring warring against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans, who are besieging you outside the walls, and I will gather them into the center of the city.
第五节，并且我要在怒气、愤怒和大恼恨中，用伸出来的手，并大能的膀臂，亲自攻击你们，又要击打这城的居民，连人带牲畜都必遭遇大瘟疫死亡。
I myself will war against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm, even in anger and wrath and great indignation. I will also strike down the inhabitants of the city, both men and beasts. They will die of a great pestilence.
第七节，以后我要将犹大王西底家和他的臣仆百姓，就是在城内从瘟疫、刀剑、饥荒中剩下的人，都交在巴比伦王尼布加尼撒的手中和他们仇敌并寻索其命的人手中，巴比伦王必用刀击杀他们，不顾惜，不可怜，不怜悯，这是耶和华说的。
Then afterwards, declares the Lord, I will give over Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, even those who survive in the city from the pestilence, the sword, and famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their foes, and into the hands of those who seek their lives. And he will strike them down with the edge of the sword. He will not spare them, nor have pity, nor compassion.
读到这里我们感觉非常可怕，对吧？
And so, after reading this passage, it is quite frightening.
对，但是神还是有怜悯。
But yet God still has mercy.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你要对这百姓说，耶和华如此说，看啊，我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前。第九节，住在这城的必遭刀剑瘟疫，饥荒瘟疫而死。但出去归降围困你们的加勒底人的，必得存活，要以自己的命为掠物。
So, verse 8, you shall also say to this people, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He who dwells in this city will die by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. But he who goes out and falls away to the Chaldeans who are besieging you will live, and he will have his own life as booty.
所以你可以看到，即使他们背逆神的时候，神要管教他们，要惩罚他们，可是在神的怒气的里面，神还是为着他的百姓留一条出路。
And so you can see this, when God was angry, and wanted to discipline them, in his wrath, he still let them a way out.
那这个出路是什么呢？
And what was that way out?
现在他们的仇敌巴比伦王兵临城下，整个以色列的首都耶路撒冷都被他包围了。
And so, at the time, the whole entire city of Jerusalem was under siege by the king of Babylon.
当时的王跟他的百姓特别来找这个耶利米，希望神来拯救他们。
And the king at the time and the people sought out Jeremiah to find out ways they want God to save them.
他们知道现在危机已经来到门口了，再不求耶和华帮助他们打败他们的仇敌的话，他们要灭亡了。
Because they know that danger is at their doorstep, so if they don't seek God's help, they know that their kingdom will be over, will be destroyed.
所以现在神给他们两条路。
And so God gave them two ways.
耶和华如此说，第八节，我将生命的路和死亡的路摆在你们面前。
And so verse 8 says, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death.
照人的逻辑来想，应该这个时候神说，我会保护你们，你们只要悔改，我就会把你们的仇敌，击败。这是合乎人的，逻辑。
So according to our own human understanding, our own human logic, we would think that it would be logical for God to say, oh, all you have to do is just turn back to me and repent, and then I'll destroy the enemies who are at your gates.
是在圣经里面你可以看到这些例子，有的时候神是这样子做的。
So yes, on one hand, we've seen plenty of these kind of examples recorded in the Bible.
但在这个情形，
But however, in this particular circumstance,
神说的话跟他们想象的不一样。
What God said was completely different from what they were expecting.
不是跟你的仇敌去面对面征战。
Rather than facing the enemy directly.
现在神说你要出去跟你的仇敌投降。
But rather, you shall actually go out and surrender yourself to your enemy.
所以你想想看，这个先知是很痛苦的，他要传一篇信息，是去投降啊，向你的仇敌投降，你们就可以活过来了。
So you can imagine the feeling that was going on inside of this prophet, that he is about to share a message, basically calling the people to surrender to their enemies.
所以那个时候就有两种先知。
So at that time, there were two types of prophets.
一种先知呢，就是说啊，我们只要转向神，神会祝福我们，会保护我们，会打败我们的仇敌的。
And so one type of prophet said, all we had to do just repent and turn back to God. God will help us to defeat our enemies.
但是有一个先知，就是唯一的先知，就是耶利米，却说完全他们听不进去的话，我们现在不要打，只要去投降，你就会活了。
And then only there was only one prophet, and that was Jeremiah, who said something completely different. And what he said was that we shall surrender ourselves. That's the only way out.
对吧？所以很清楚，这个时候人听不听耶利米，在两种先知的信息里面，人选哪一个来顺从呢？
So it was very easy to understand between these two messages, which one did the people pick?
所以你就会发现。皇帝跟大部分的百姓都不相信耶利米的话，而相信另外那些在神的眼中是假先知的话，但是很合乎人的理性。
And it was very easy to understand that at the time, the king and the rest of the majority of the people chose to listen to the prophets that says to God will be with them if they repent, because that fits their logic the most.
所以他们把耶利米关起来丢在地窖里头，他们跟这个尼家就对着干。
And so they imprisoned Jeremiah, and then they went out to do battles against the king of Babylon.
所以你就会看见该打的仗没有打，不该打的仗打了。
So you can see that they did not fight the battle they should have fought, and then they were fighting a war that they shouldn't have fought.
所以神在这个地方让我们看见一件事情。
So here God wants us to see this.
什么叫做死路？什么叫做生命活路？
What does it mean when it said the way of life and the way of death?
不是你自己判断。
This is not something that you yourself decide.
你认为这是合乎人性，这个合乎人的道理，我们这样子做，这不一定成立。
So you may feel like, oh, this particular way, it fits with human logic. That is not how you should choose.
神在这里让我们看到一件事情，只有神的话才算数。
God wants us to see one thing here, and that's only his word goes.
在这个情形里头，你去投降就对了。
And so in this circumstance, God said, surrender, and that's the way of life.
因为神现在把我们放在审判的这个手下。
Because at the time, he was placing us under the hand of judgment.
对，在这个时候，我们需要顺服在神审判的手下，那就是活路。
So at this, during this time, in this kind of circumstance, we shall bow down and obey his hand of discipline, hand of judgment. And that's the only way out.
这个大的环境已经变了。
Because the great circumstances has changed.
所以在不同的条件底下，你对神的话必须小心的听，神在这个时候要我们做什么，他所说的你就去做，那就是生命活的路。
So under different circumstances, we must pay close attention to what God was saying, and then do exactly what he said, and that's the only way of life.
但是你会发现很可惜，人没有听神的话。
But you'll discover that, unfortunately, very sad, man did not listen to God.
所以他们果然照着神的预言，有三分之一的人就被杀了，有三分之一的人被这个瘟疫病死了，只有三分之一的人愿意投降的人，他们活了。
And so, very sadly, you discover that one-third of them die from the sword, one-third of them die from pestilence, and only one-third of them survived by surrendering themselves.
这个结果是后来我们去读以西结书的时候发现的。
And so we discovered this when reading the book of Ezekiel.
那我们等一下再看。And
so we'll read that next.
那在这里我还要让大家来看一段话，就是 在先知撒迦利亚的预言里头讲到战争。And
so next, we'd like to study a passage spoken by the prophet Zechariah.
因为这个撒迦利亚的预言，虽然是在主耶稣之前差不多400到500年这个范围里头，撒迦利亚来说预言的。
And so even though the prophet Zechariah spoke about 400 to 500 years before Christ,
他的预言跟耶稣第一次来有关,
his prophecies was related to the first coming of Christ.
对,你如果到第九章你可以看到,
if you go to chapter 9, you can see this.
但今天我们要看的是14章,是跟第二次来有关系。
But however, today we're going to go into chapter 14, which was about Christ's second coming.
对,这个先知看得很远,他从耶稣的第一次来跟第二次来,在他的预言中都讲到了。And
so this prophet was able to see very, very far out. He was able to see all the way from Christ's first coming, all the way out to his second coming.
好,我们现在看的是14章第一节到第四节。So
let's turn to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1.
耶和华的日子临近,你的财物必被抢掠,在你中间分散。Behold,
a day is coming for the Lord when the spoil taken from you will be divided among you.
因为我必聚集万国于耶路撒冷征战,城必被攻取,房屋被抢夺,妇女被玷污。 城中的民一半被掳去,剩下的民仍在城中不致剪除。For
I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city will be captured, and the houses plundered, the women ravished, and half of the city exiled. But the rest of the people will not be cut off from the city.
第三节,那时耶和华必出去与那些国征战,好像从前征战一样。
Verse 3, then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as when he fights on a day of battle.
那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西，成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
In that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley, so that half of the mountain will move towards the north and the other half towards the south.
所以我们怎么知道这个先知这段的预言是讲耶稣的第二次再来呢?
So how do we know that this prophecy by this prophet was prophesizing about the second coming of Christ.
当然最理想你是把整个撒迦利亚书都读一读。Of
course, ideally you would read the entire book of Zechariah.
但今天我们只能取一段来点一点。But
today, unfortunately, we can only call out a particular passage.
他第四节说的,他的脚 必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。
Because in verse 4 it says, in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east.
对,那这个他的脚是指谁的脚呢?
So where is his feet? Whose feet was the prophet talking about?
那当然我们有新约的背景的人就知道这是指主耶稣的脚。
Of course, those of us with background of the New Testament, we know that this feet that it's talking about here is in reference to Christ's feet.
那我们以前也讲过好多次了。那么今天我只提一下，就是在这个十四章的时候， 他提到主耶稣第二次回来，他要亲自再回到橄榄山，他的脚要踏在橄榄山，橄榄山发生大地震，南北 分成两段。
And so we talked about this before, so today we'll just only briefly touch on this. And so he's saying that on that day, on his second coming, Jesus Christ will come and actually physically land on the Mount of Olives. And when he does, when his feet touches the mount, the mount will split.
这就是他的第二次回来。
And this is his second coming.
那可是呢，在他回来之前，有一段时间，那个时间就是第一节所说的耶和华的日子。
And but before his second coming, there is this passage of time, there's this set of time, and this time is what was mentioned in the first verse, which is the day of the Lord.
对, the day of the Lord, 耶和华的日子，这是一个特殊的这个词汇，在旧约里面讲，到新约也讲。
So the day of the Lord is a special terminology. It's used in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
对，那今天我只提出来告诉大家，这个在耶和华的日子里头有可怕的战争。
And so I just want to mention today here that so in the day of the Lord, there will be this very frightening battle.
对，这个战争的 focus 在哪里呢？就在耶路撒冷。
And the focus of this battle, this terrible battle, will be on Jerusalem.
而且是万国都要聚集在这个地方，全世界有一个联合国部队来了。
And also, all the nations of this world will gather against Jerusalem.
对，那么这个来打谁？打以色列人。
And these nations will come to do battle against the Israelites.
那以色列人怎么能够打得过世界各国的联合部队呢？所以他们几乎亡国。
So how could the Israelites stand up against all the armies of all the nations, and so they only end in defeat of their nation?
就在这一个非常危险、要几乎亡国的时候，他们就祷告。
And so during this very dangerous time, very trying time, difficult time, when their nations, when they're about to be defeated, they prayed.
求他们所侍奉的耶和华来拯救他们。
They pray for salvation from the God whom they serve.
那按照撒迦利亚的预言，就是说，这个时候，在他们最危机的时候，耶稣他的脚就荣耀的再来，从云上回到这个橄榄山上，在这段时候，他们才发现。拯救他们的就是当年他们弃绝的主耶稣。
And so during this desperate time when they were praying, then the Lord Jesus will come down to defeat the enemy on land on the Mount of Olives. And only then will they discover that their Savior, their salvation, is the very same Jesus whom they have forsaken back then.
所以圣经就说这个时候以色列全家才向神悔改了，真正悔改，接受耶稣是他们的救主，是他们的弥赛亚。
It's only then the entire, all the households of Israel will repent and to truly recognize that Jesus Christ is their Savior.
这个是撒迦利亚书先知所告诉我们的。
And so this is what Zechariah the prophet is telling us.
那他讲在这一段特别的日子叫耶和华的日子的时候，有一个可怕的战争在这个世界要发生。
And so he was telling us that during the day of the Lord, there will be this terrible battle.
对，那我们要基督徒要逃避这一个要来的可怕的日子。
And so as Christians, we need to escape from this terrible the day.
好，下面我们就来看第二个字就是 sword， 这个剑，刀剑。
So the next word we'll study is the sword. It's the word sword.
这个字当然是跟刚刚我们讲的那个征战 war 是交替的使用的。
And so this word, of course, was used interchangeably with the word we just went over, which is war.
好，我们来看以西结书这个怎么来用这个字，也是。 另外一个大的先知神所使用来警告以色列人。
So let's take a look at how this word was used in the book of Ezekiel, written by another great prophet.
对，请我们打开以西结书第五章第十二节。
Let's turn to book of Ezekiel, chapter 5, verse 12.
我刚刚说过，那个当尼布加尼撒王来的时候，他们要亡国的时候，神讲过的那句话，他们没有听，所以他们就灭亡了。
And so, I was mentioning when Nebuchadnezzar brought his armies to besiege Jerusalem, the people did not listen to God, and so therefore the kingdom was destroyed.
好，那么我们看十二节，你的民三分之一必遭瘟疫而死，在你们中间因饥荒消灭，三分之一必在你四围倒在刀下。我必将三分之一分散在四方，并要拔刀追赶他们。
And so verse 12, one third of you will die by plague or be consumed by famine among you. One third will fall by the sword around you. And one third I will scatter to every wind and I will unsheath a sword behind them.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
又要使饥荒和恶兽到你那里，叫你丧子。瘟疫和流血的事件也必盛行在你那里，我也要使刀剑临到你，这是我耶和华说的。
Moreover, I will send on you famine and wild beasts, and they will bereave you of children. Plague and bloodshed also will pass through you, and I will bring the sword on you. I, the Lord, have spoken.
这里提到刀剑，对吧？
So here it mentions swords.
十二节看到刀，到了十七节再提刀刀。
And so in verse 12 it mentions sword, and then in verse 17 again it mentions sword.
整个这个字在以西结书里面用了91次。
And so this word sword has been used in the book of Ezekiel for 91 times.
是圣经中用的最多的一本书。
And this is the book that used this word the most throughout the entire Bible.
对，那都是神的管教，是坏的事情。
It all has to do with the disciplining from God.
那你算一算，看这十七节，这个神的主和权有哪几件事？
So if we go back to review, what are the combo punch from God?
对吧？第一，饥荒。
So first is famine.
第二，恶兽。
And a beast.
第三，丧子。
And then the loss of their children.
第四，瘟疫。
And then plague, four.
第五，流血的事。
And five, a bloodshed.
第六，刀剑临到你。
And sixth thing is sword. Having the
sword on you. 所以在这十七节里面，一连讲到六件神的主和权。
And so in verse 17 alone, it mentioned about the sixth combo punch from the Lord.
那这是很可怕的，对吧？
So this is very terrifying.
想想看，我们现在从今年年初到现在八个月，我们美国发生什么事？
So let's review what happened in the past 8 months in the United States since January of this year.
我们有瘟疫，到现在没完。
We have pestilence, we have the plague. It's not over yet.
那你看我们有没有这个刀剑、流血的事、丧子的事，有没有？
Do we have any events of the sword or of losing one's child?
美国这半年来最厉害的就是种族冲突，对吧？
And so for the past half a year, the most serious topic in the United States has been racial tension, racial conflict.
有一个运动叫做 Black Lives Matters, 中文翻译叫做黑命贵。
So there's this movement called Black Lives Matters.
对不对？像野火一样烧起来。
So it burned like a wildfire and spread.
导火索是发生在 Minneapolis,但是这一个团伙就忽然间散布到整个的美国。
So it started in Minneapolis, but all of a sudden it just kind of lit up all across the U.S.
你就看到无政府主义在美国各地发生。
And you see that anarchies has risen across the
我们西雅图有四个 block 被 block 起来，作为一个无政府状态，他们自己人说要管理这个地方，搞了市长都不敢插手。
And here, right here in the city of Seattle, we have four blocks taken over by these people who proclaim to be an autonomous zone to point even the Seattle city mayor would not dare to touch it.
这样子过了差不多六个礼拜到两个月吧。
So this went on for about six weeks to about two months.
在那个范围里头的商业区完全被毁，很多的店被打砸烂，暴徒冲进去抢劫，根本就是无法无天了。
So within this zone, that many businesses were destroyed, and they were looted, and there were no way to stop them.
然后就有人丧命，流血。
And then there were people who lost their lives in there.
那这种事情不但西雅图发生， Portland 也是如此，其他美国许许多多的城市都发生这样的事。
And so these kind of things not only did it happen in Seattle, but also in Portland, as well as in many other cities across the country.
我在美国住了差不多50年，没有看过这么乱。
I have lived in the U.S. for more than 50 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
好像世界末日。
It feels like the end of the world is coming.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在旧约里面看到的这些事情，当年是发生在以色列人身上的。
So what we've seen in these events, it happened in the Old Testament time to the Israelites,
对吧？但是你会发现，今天就在我们的眼前，我们一样看到类似的事情。
But today we see these things happening right in front of us, these similar things.
那这本书这个先知要传达的信息是什么
？So what was the message that this prophet wanted to preach？
那我们来看第六章。
So let's turn to chapter 6，
第七节
，verse
7。以西结书六章七节，被杀的人必倒在你们中间，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Verse 7 says, The slain will fall among you, and you will know that I am the Lord.
你们分散在各国的时候，我必在列邦中使你们有剩下脱离刀剑的人。
However, I will leave a remnant, for you will have those who escape the sword among the nations when you are scattered among the countries.
那脱离刀剑的人必在所掳掠的各国中纪念我。因为他们心中何等伤破，是因他们起淫心远离我，眼对偶像行邪淫，他们因行一切可憎的事，必厌恶自己。
Then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations to which they will be carried captive. How I have been hurt by their adulterous hearts.Which turned away from me, and by their eyes, which played the harlot after their idols, and they will loathe themselves in their own sight for the evils which they have committed, for all their abominations.
第十节，他们必知道我是耶和华。我说要使这灾祸临到他们身上，并非空话。
Verse 10, Then they will know that I am the Lord. I have not said in vain.That I would inflict this disaster on them.
十一节，主耶和华如此说：你当拍手顿足，说：哀哉，以色列家，行这一切可憎的事，他们必倒在刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫之下。
Verse 11. Thus says the Lord God: Clap your hand, stamp your foot, and say, Alas, because of all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, which will fall by sword.Famine and plague.
所以这段话里头第七节跟第十节有同样的一句话重复两次。
So in this passage we just read in verse 7 and 11, there were these two, there was this phrase that was uttered twice.
那么在这一段圣经里头提到刀剑就是提了三次对吧？
And then in this passage, the word sword was mentioned three times.
那 高见饥荒瘟疫这样轮番而来，神要讲一件目的，有一个目的的。
So there are sword, famine, and plague, and these things continuously one after another. There was a purpose, there was a meaning behind that.
神为什么这样管教他的选民呢？
So why would God discipline his people this way?
他重复的两句话就是，你们就知道我是耶和华。
It's because of the word that phrase has repeated twice. And that is,
这是我在过去也解释过，今天再提出来，这是非常重要的一个原因。
And that is that they will know that I am the Lord. So I've explained this in the past, this, and I want to bring this up again because it's so important.
这一句话，你们就知道我是耶和华，在这一卷书里头讲了55次。
And so, know that I am the Lord. This phrase has been mentioned 55 times in this book.
刚刚我们在耶利米书的时候，神说他们愚昧，为什么愚昧？因为他们不认识我。
And then in book of Jeremiah, we just read that the people were called foolish. And why were they called foolish? Because they did not know God.
虽然他们 IQ 很高。
Even though they have very high IQs.
这么大的聪明智慧却不认识耶和华，这是最让神伤心的一件事。
With such high IQ, yet they do not know the Lord, and this is what caused God the most pain.
我们把我们的聪明智慧都是用在物质上的事情，为自己的情欲，为自己的骄傲，为我们自己的这个知识，我们在那里用我们的聪明智慧，可是该认识的神，我们把它丢在一边。
So we use our high IQs for everything that serves us only. And but in matters related to God, knowing God, we cast those things aside.
但是神在这里说，今天我让你们遭遇这些管教，我的目的是要让你知道一件事情，我是谁。
And so, but here God says that today I want you to suffer through these things so that you can be disciplined and know who I am.
那你看到神的管教的时候，他说有一批被神留下来的叫 remnant。
And so here you can see that there's this group that was left over from the discipline, and these people were called the remnant.
就是这些在所有神管教中神留下一批的人，还让他们活在这个世界上，不是因为你们运气好，乃是神要让你们来学一件非常重要的事，就是认识我到底是谁啊。
And so God let these remnants survive, not because they were lucky, but because God wanted them to learn this lesson, and that lesson was who he is.
这些人为什么能够成为 remnant? 因为他们在神面前终于悔改了。
And these people were able to become remnant because they finally repented before God.
他们心里面伤痛，他们过去他们远离神，拜偶像犯奸淫的罪，在神面前彻底的悔改。
They have pains in their heart, and they completely repented for their sins and past transgressions before God.
以前他们的聪明智慧，他们的一切都是用在自己的身上，没有用在神的身上。
Before they use all their smarts on themselves and nothing on God.
我们对神的事情就马马虎虎，能够应付过去就应付过去了。
And so on matters of related to God, we only did what was superficial.
这是何等可怜的一件事情。
And how sad is that?
我们在这个教会里面，神给我们在这里有30多年的历史。
So God gave us in this church here 30 some years of history.
快40年了。
Almost 40 years.
在这个教会来来去去也有很多很多的人。
And there were many people came and went.
在这个教会我们所有的弟兄姊妹所工作的这些公司，要么就是波音，要么是微软，等等等等，都是在这个世界来讲都是一流的公一流一的公司啊。
And many brothers and sisters here work for these top companies in the world, such as Microsoft or Boeing.
今天有 Amazon, 有许许多的这个高科技的公司都在这里。
Also, we have Amazon and other high-tech companies here.
所以在这里能够进这些公司的都在世界的眼光来讲都是头等一流的人才。
So for those who are able to enter and work for these companies, to the people of this world, in their view, in their mind, these people are top level.
对，所以他们的工作收入都是非常好的。
And so therefore they were compensated handsomely.
但是
But
虽然有这么好的聪明智慧在世界的人来看
Even though to the people of this worldthey may seem to have great smarts, very high IQ.
神要问我们，你们认识我吗？
God want to ask all of us, do you
know me? 我们说认识啊，你就是叫耶稣啊，你的是三而一的神啊，我们可以很自然的这样子说。
And so we could naturally respond and say, yeah, of course we know you. You are the Almighty One. You are the Triunal God.
你是主耶稣为我们上十字架，我们也知道。
You're our Lord Jesus, and you died for us on the cross. We all know this.
我们也谢谢耶稣为我们罪人舍命而死。我们都知道。
Well, we also know that our Lord Jesus died for us, for sinners like us, and so we all know this.
但是主说这个知道是只是表面而已。
But the Lord said this is only but superficial knowledge.
我要你们真知道我。
I want you to truly know me.
就像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌 Knowing You 这首诗歌要表达的
Just like the song we sang in the beginning Knowing You
我们有没有把它当作至宝来追求呢
Have we sought after Him like our most treasured valuable treasure
我们的一切聪明智慧我们是不是尽心尽意来寻求他认识他付上代价来好好的来明白神的旨意呢
Have we truly sought to understand his will and his heart with all our heart, mind, and soul?
你就会发现我们差了一个大的距离。
And in that context, you will discover that we have a big gap.
我们对主的话还是非常的陌生。
And we're still very, very, we don't know his words that well.
我们对自己所学的那个专业我们是很熟的因为你不是熟的话你今天没有这碗饭吃的。
But we are very proficient with the things that's related to in our field of work because otherwise we wouldn't be able to find jobs in our field of work.
但是我们对神的话我们就一知半解。
But however, for the word of God, we only know a little bit.
神托付给教会的使命我们也是 敷衍过去了。
And also in regards to the commission that God charged the church with, we just only know little.
然后我在这里如果做的不得意不顺手不得意我就换一间教会。
Or if I feel like if I'm not, if I don't like things, how things are run here in this particular church, I'll go to another church.
所以我们就可以看到我们在神面前，如果照神对我们的要求来讲，我们是非常苍白的。
And so you discover that if we are to judge by God's standard of how we have been living our lives, that it's very lacking.
所以现在神把我们每一个人都关在家里，起码八个月了。
And so we've been stuck in our home for at least 8 months.
这些标记、这些兆头，一样一样的都在我们的周遭。显明给我们看
And so these signs are shown to us one by one.
神在这里说我要你们知道我是耶和华你们遭遇的这一切都是出于神的管教
So God wants to know that he is the Lord and all of this that we are suffering through are part of his discipline.
而且我们剩下的时间并不多了
And also, we don't have much time left.
我们是否向神悔改?
Are we going to repent before?
是否好好的把剩下来的一切神还给我们的这段日子，我们来追求认识他呢?
And we also seek to know him more in the remaining days that we have.
这是这个先知以西结所要传达的非常重要的信息。
And this was the very important message Ezekiel wants all of us, to share with all of us.
那我们再来看新约。
And let's turn to the New Testament.
新约里面这两个字仍然你可以找得到。
So even in the New Testament, you could still find these two words.
我们来看这个马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音我们要看的是我们常常念的24章。
And turn to chapter 24, which we read from often.
我们来读第六节到第八节。
And go from verse 6 to 8.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处有饥荒、地震。
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes.
这都是灾难、生产之难的起头。
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs.
你们听见打仗和扰乱的事，不要惊慌，因为这些事必须先有，只是末期不能立时就到。
You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end.
这是我们常常来提到每次讲到主耶稣第二次回来的兆头，二十四章是耶稣亲口所告诉他门徒的话。
So whenever we talk about the various signs of the Lord's second coming, we always talk about chapter 24, because these are the very words that our Lord Jesus spoken to his disciples.
因为主耶稣跟门徒讲到他要再来。
Because our Lord Jesus told his disciples that he will come again.
那么门徒就问你再来有什么兆头？
And so his disciples ask, what are the signs of your second coming?
对吧？所以在这个提了许许多的兆头里头，他提到几件重要的事。
And so there are these many different signs and, that he mentioned, and he highlighted some very important.
那刚刚我们念六节到第九、六七八九这四节圣经里面，这个打仗的打仗 war 就用了几次了。
And so in the verses we just read, the word war was mentioned many times, three times.
对啊，六节有两次，九节再讲一次。
And in verse 6 was mentioned two times, and in verse 9 was mentioned one time.
所以战争在主耶稣回来之前，你还要看到有许多的战争都是复数的。
And so before the second coming of Christ, we will see many wars, it's plural.
对，然后他就说这些事情要发生的，他说跟 birth pain 是产难是一样的现象。
So these things are to happen are the signs of beginnings of birth pangs.
那我想我们现在这个我们现在所处的时间。
So I feel like the time that we are in now, right now.
一面你看到以前这个火药这个地球上的最容易发生战争的就是在 Middle East, 这个中东这一带，对吧？
And so before, the place that you would think where war most often place, oftentimes take place is in the Middle East.
但是我现在要提醒弟兄姊妹，你们要注意的是在印太地区啊。
But however, I want to remind brothers and sisters that right now the place where war will take most likely to take place is around the India, Thailand, that kind of the place.
太平洋不是 Thailand.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Pacific.
对，一个是在印度洋附近的这一带， 另外就是这个太平洋印太地区。
So it's the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean arena.
这个会有战争的可能性的地方，中国跟印度。
And so the places, the countries that will most likely at war is China and India.
然后可以看到在南海这一带，所以中国跟台湾跟它的周边的南海周边的这些国家，不管是越南、菲律宾等等。
And then in the Seven Seas between China or Taiwan or Vietnam and other countries in that region.
最重要的冲突就是中国跟美国之间的冲突。
And the most likely and most important conflict would be between China and the U.S.
这是现在的世界上的热点 hot spot.
So these are the hot spots right now in the world.
我们在正在讲这个道的时候，在那一段那一些地区，正是叫做像一个火药库一样，只要有一个意外擦枪走火就要爆炸。
So as we were talking about this message today, right now in those parts of the world, it's like a tinderbox. Any kind of spark could light the whole thing up.
对，所以我们不要以为现在住在美国好像你看不到打仗，其实这个地球上充满着战争的危机。
So don't think that it seems so peaceful here in the U.S. that you don't see war happening, looming. But in fact, in the rest of the world, is full of pending potential for war.
对，那我们下面再看一处圣经，这个《路加福音》。
Let's take a look at Luke.
2:34-35.
Book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 34-35.
这里有一段话是一个预言，我们来念哈，2:34-35。
So here's a prophecy.
西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立，是要叫以色列人中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起。”
And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold.This child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be proposed.
35节，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
35, and a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
这是一段预言，主耶稣的妈妈玛利亚怀孕，然后他们来见这个先知，那这个先知就对玛利亚说了刚刚我们念的这一段预言。
And so this was a prophecy. At the time, Jesus' mother was, Jesus' mother Mary was pregnant with him, and so they came to see this prophet, and these were the words that the prophet said.
一面，玛利亚，你是有福的女子。
And so on one hand, he said, "You are a blessed woman."
因为以色列的大能者将来要从你生出来。
And because the all-powerful of the Israel, the powerful one of Israel is to be given birth through you.
这是神特别给玛利亚的恩典。
So this is a special blessing God gave to Mary.
但是这个孩子将来在这个世界要为神做的事情会使你非常的伤心。
But however, what this child will do for Israel will cause great pains in your heart.
当然，玛利亚不见得听得懂什么意思。
So of course, at the time, probably Mary did not understand what he was talking about.
但是她的痛苦就在这一句话里头说出来，你自己的心，就是玛利亚，你的心有一天好像要被一个刀刺透一样。
But her pain...has been described here. It said, one day, a sword will pierce even your own soul.
这是讲到玛利亚经过的那一个，看到他自己的儿子被挂在十字架上，他心都裂了。
This described the time when Mary saw her own son was hanging on the cross. Her heart felt like it was been split into two.
所以你可以看到这个刀啊，这个 sword 在这里出现。
So here you see this word sword was used here.
到了启示录 你还可以看到这个字。
And then in the book of Revelation, you can again still see this, this word.
那你可以看到这个启示录第一章十六节，他这个约翰看到主耶稣。
And so in Revelation chapter 1, verse 16, John saw Jesus.
对吧？一章十六节，他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
Verse 16 says, In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
对，他讲到形容这位荣耀的大祭司，行走在七个金灯台中间的人子，他面目像烈日，但是从他的口中出来有一把剑，是两刃的利剑。
So he described that the high priest, the son of man, was walking among the seven lampstands, but then on his mouth comes out a sharp two-edged sword.
那这个是形容主耶稣口中的话，好像两刃的利剑。
And this is to describe the words that coming out of our Lord Jesus' mouth is like a two-edged sword.
对，这是讲到神的话语的能力，在耶稣的口中像两刃利剑那么厉害。
So this is talking about the power of the word of God coming out of the Lord Jesus' mouth. Like, it's so powerful, it's like a two-edged sword.
所以我们今天打属灵的征战只有靠两刃的利剑神的话。
So today, when we do spiritual battle, the only thing we can rely on is the word of God, this two-edged sword.
神盼望我们每一个神的儿女今天我们手上有这本神圣经。
So it's God's hope that as his children, today we have his book, this Bible.
每天要练武啊。
You have to practice every day.
啊，这个练武干嘛？就是练习这一个神的话能够打仗用。
You practice and you train with this weapon so that one day you will be able, on the battleground, you can use it.
主耶稣跟撒旦打仗的时候，
And so when Lord Jesus was fighting Satan,
他没有用什么地上的刀剑，也没有用长枪，也没有用原子弹，没有。
He did not use any weapon of the world. He didn't use any rifles. He didn't use any nuclear weapons.
对吧？主耶稣跟魔鬼打仗用什么？
So what did Jesus use to do battle with Satan?
你记得主耶稣在旷野40天没有吃喝，然后撒旦就来引诱他。
If you remember, the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, without any food or drink, and then so at that time the devil showed up to tempt him.
对不对？主耶稣受魔鬼的试探三次。
And so the devil tempted Jesus three times.
魔鬼用的也是圣经啊。
So the devil also quoted from the Bible.
那主耶稣回答他也是用圣经啊。
So, but however, Jesus also responded to Satan using words from the Bible.
这是高手对招的时候，你就会发现，完全是用神的话来互相决战。
So we've discovered that when these elites they fight, they use the word of God to battle against each other.
我举这个例子，意思就是说，主耶稣尚且需要用神的话来回答魔鬼一切的试探，我们每一个基督徒也是要如此熟练神的话语。
So my point of bringing this up is that if even Jesus himself need to use the word of God to do battle with Satan, we as Christians should also do the same.
我们不单需要知道圣经的字句故事。
Not only should we know about the word and the stories written in the Bible,
我们更需要进入每一个字句的后头那个灵。
We also need to enter into these words to know the spirit that's behind these words.
你认识的那个灵，那就是生命，那就是可以作为两刃的利剑来跟仇敌征战的武器。
And only when you know that A spirit, then that's the life, and that's the very two-edged sword that we can use to do battle.
这是需要平常练剑 要把神的话放在心里，要有神的启示，这是每天的功夫啊。
So this is, it's like any other martial arts. This is something that you need to practice each and every day.
对，地上打功夫的人都需要每天练武功，何况基督徒在属灵征战里头，我们需要同样每天要练武的。
If the people, the martial arts of this earth need to practice each and every day for their arts, we as Christians, we also should put in the time and the work to practice, to get to know the word.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一定要好好的勤劳的查考神的话。
So dear brother and sister, you must be diligent with your study of God's words.
好不好，弟兄姊妹？我们每天都要勤劳的来查考神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, I implore you to study God's words each and every day.
否则的话，我们一定是打败的。
Otherwise, we're doomed to fail.
没有神的活的话，我们一定是做仇敌的俘虏啊。
And without the living word of God, the only option we have is to become the prisoners of the enemy.
所以保罗在以弗所书第六章第十七节这样子说。
And so that's why Paul in Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 7, he says,
戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 17 says, And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
这里保罗很清楚地说到，我们有一套军装要穿的。
And so here clearly Paul describes that we have this uniform that we should put on.
每一个神的军人手上都有一个武器叫做宝剑。
So every soldier of God have this weapon called the sword.
对不对？圣灵的宝剑。
And the sword of the spirit.
这是每一个基督徒要锻炼的这个武器啊。
This is the very weapon that every Christian should practice with.
就是神的道。
And that is the word of God.
这是每天日积月累操练的结果。
And this is the accumulation of your practice day in and day out, year after year.
这是神给你聪明智慧的一个非常重要的原因。神把聪明智慧给我们，要我们学认识他。
And this is one of the very important reasons why God gave us this, our intelligence, is that He wants us to use our intelligence to get to know Him.
我们对世界上的事情很聪明，但是对神的事情很笨。
So oftentimes we're very smart to things of this world, but when it comes to matters related to God, we're not that great. We're not that sharp.
对，所以我们自己在神的面前需要好好的悔改，我们实在亏欠。神给我们这么好的一个环境。
So we truly need to repent before God because we have shortchanged Him of this great environment He has given us.
现在神把我们关在家里面已经八个月了。
So now God put us, kept us in our house for 8 months now.
对，我们有没有在这段时间里面好好的来读考查考神的话，背诵神的话呢？
Have we spent this time wisely to study His words, to recite His words?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
好，最后。
Lastly.
我们来读希伯来书十一章六节。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
对。希伯来书十一章六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
这里这节圣经我相信我们基督徒都应该很熟的。
So I believe that this is a very familiar passage to us Christians.
我要请大家注意这里有讲到两个 he is.
So I want you to pay attention in this passage. There are two he is.
有没有看到这个 he is 讲两次?
Do you see this where it's used that he is has been used twice?
中文圣经是这样翻译的，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神, 这是第一个, he is.
And so the Chinese version, its translation, the first part where the first time where he is used, is translated as all those who come before God must believe that there is God.
英文的意思不是单单是说有没有神的问题。
So this is different. This translation is different from the English meaning. So in the English version, the matter of God's existence is not coming into question.
你知道, he is 讲到神是.
So he is
他是, 对吧?
It means that he is God.
这个是神自己的名字.
So he is God's name.
当第一次有一个人叫做摩西问神，你叫什么名字？神就回答。
So in the history, the very first time when someone asked who he is, when Moses asked God who he is,
God responded.
So this is the very first time when something with a self-awareness, with intelligence, asks God, who are you?
What's your name?
What's your name?
对吧? 这是最起码开始, 你见到一个陌生人, 第一次要见面的时候,你总是要问他, 请问贵姓大名, 你叫什么名字啊?
So this is a very natural thing. Whenever we meet a stranger, that's the very first question we ask, what's your name?
所以那一次神就回答摩西, 我, I am that I am.
And so the way that God responded, he said, I am that I am.
那中文圣经就翻译成, 我是自由拥有者, 这是中文的翻译。
And the Chinese translation translates that phrase to saying that I am one who exists from eternity.
但是原文就是说, 我是。
But in the original text, it says just I am.
这是最伟大的名字.
So this is the greatest name.
我们的神是谁? 他说, 我就是。
God, who are God is? When asked that question, he responded saying, I am.
I am 就是神的名字.
In other words, I am is the name of
对,
God.
今天这不是我的题目,
So, but that's not a topic for today. I'll just briefly mention it here.
他第二个 I am 就是 he is.
So the second I am.
他是什么呢? 他说, 他是那个赏赐寻求他的人。
So the second he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
看到没有? 这是稀不稀奇?
Is that amazing?
他是谁啊?
Who is he?
对不对? 现在这节圣经说, 他是赏赐者, 他赏赐谁? 寻求他的人。
So here it says, he is a rewarder. Rewarder for whom? Rewarder for those who seek him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们的神啊, 非常高兴, 高兴什么? 就是你来寻求他。
So, dear brothers and sisters, our God would really love that you seek him.
对, 你对他有兴趣,
that it shows you have interest in him.
不但是有兴趣, 有强烈的追求,
but not only that, you have this strong urge to find out more about him.
你使尽全身之力来寻找他, 他就非常高兴。
And when you use all your might and strength and being to seek him out, he is overjoyed.
我要赏赐你。
He said, I will reward you.
因为你对我有兴趣。
Because you have an interest in me.
你愿意认识我。
You want to get to know me.
我要赏赐你。
I want to reward you.
啊，主耶稣当年在登山宝训的时候，他说过，寻求的就寻见，就是这个意思。
And that's the very same meaning when our Lord Jesus on the Mount of Ascension, he said that those who seek, not, who seek will find. That's what it means.
对不对？寻找者就寻见，寻找什么？就是寻见他。
And those who seek, what is looking for, they are looking for him.
好，我们下个礼拜。
So next week?
有什么大事啊？
What's going on next week?
等一下我们报告会报告，但是我先透露一点。
So we'll go into more detail in our announcement.
我们每个礼拜都在报告。
Just tease you a little bit about this, but in fact, it's something that we report every week.
下礼拜就是我们的夏令会要开始了。
And so next week is the beginning of our retreat.
我们的主题是什么？
And what's our topic, main theme for our retreat?
认识他。
To know him.
这是我们今年教会的主题。
And this is the main topic for our church this year.
那我们的夏令会就抓住这个主题，我们的讲员要跟我们讲四堂的信息。
And so by using this as a topic, our speaker will give us four messages.
我盼望我们都能够听见今天我这篇道可以说是一个开头，一个影子。
So I hope that this message here today could be used as an introduction.
Appetizer,
like an appetizer to kind of whet your appetite.
啊，后面有丰盛的宴席，但是现在给你一点甜品，不是甜品，这叫做抬头。
So there will be a very abundant meal that's to come, but here just a little appetizer just to whet your appetite.
我盼望每一个人都有胃口。
And I hope that you're all ready.
不是随随便便爱来不来的。
And it's not just, you know, it doesn't matter whether you come or not.
我们要有饥渴慕义的心，寻求的他的，他要赏赐我们。
And those of us who seek him out urgently, he will reward us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
因为你不但创造人。
For not only did you create a man,
你也赐给人有一个心，可以一个聪明智慧，可以来认识你。
And you give, but you also give man this intelligence to be able to know you.
因为我们活在地上，我们最重要的目的就是认识创造我们的神。
Because the most important goal of being alive on this earth is to know our God who created us.
我们最得罪神的就是我们不认识神。
And where we sin against our God is also because we do not know him.
主啊，原谅我们实在是愚昧。
Lord, please forgive our foolishness.
我们对世界的事情有胃口。
We have this appetite for things of this world.
我们对财富有胃口。
We have appetite for wealth.
我们对美色有胃口。
We have appetite for beauty.
我们对权力有胃口。
We have appetite for power.
我们对家庭有胃口。
We have appetite for our families.
我们就是对神没有太大的胃口。
But we do not have much of an appetite for God.
主啊，我们喜欢你的祝福，我们却不认识祝福的神。
Lord, we want your blessings, but we do not know the Lord who give us those blessings.
这是我们最大的瞎眼。
And that's our greatest blindness.
求你赦免我们，开我们的眼睛吧。
Please forgive us and please open our eyes.
让我们来开始好好的认识这位为我们舍命、创造天地万物的伟大的耶和华。
So that we can know our great God who had given his life for us.
主啊，我们如果不认识你，我们在地上活着，还有什么意义呢？
And Lord, if we do not know you, what's the meaning of still being alive on this earth?
我们做神的儿女，做基督徒， 我们还是不认识你，我们得救又有什么意义呢？
As the children, as Christians, if we still do not know you, what's the meaning of the salvation?
We need
to completely repent before you.
May
we count before you what great blessing that you have given us and how much do we truly know you?
主啊我们实在伤你的心啊
Lord, we truly have hurt your heart.
我们是瞎眼的，我们是耳聋的，我们看也看不见，听也听不明白。
We're blind and deaf, and we cannot understand what we see, and we cannot understand what we hear.
求你把我们心中的那些偶像一样一样的除掉。
Please destroy all the idols that are in our hearts.
今天你把我们关在家里，我们很多的事情我们本来很喜欢的，现在都做不了了。
Today you have restricted us inside of our house, and there used to be so many things that we love to do, but we cannot do now.
你对我们说，你们要认识我是耶和华。
And you say to us, we need to know that you are God.
这一切的环境都是你安许可你安排的。
Everything that we face is with your permission.
你盼望我们做那个能够对你敏感的人，能够早一点。回头转向耶和华的人
You want us to be sensitive to you, to be able to turn back to you.
你借着这个环境把我们心里面的这些偶像一个一个的都除掉。
And using the environment that you place us in, you destroy the idols inside of us one by one.
让我们好好的 refocus 在你自己的身上。
So that we can refocus back onto you.
竭尽全力的来追求认识耶和华。
And to seek you out using all of our might.
Oh, 主啊，把这样渴望你的心赏给我们吧。
Lord, please give us this heart that long for you.
不让我们再做糊涂人。
So that we may no longer be a foolish person.
求你宝血遮盖我们这一切的亏欠。
We pray that your precious blood will cleanse us of all transgressions.
我们为着要来的这个夏令会，在你面前好好的祷告。
And we also want to pray before you for this retreat.
我们为我们自己祷告。
We also pray for ourselves.
求你遇见我们。
Please meet us.
厉害的遇见我们，每一个人。
To see every one of us.
让我们在剩下不多的时间里头，好好的来爱你，追求你。
So that in this remaining days, that we will seek you.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 我们请